Welcome to chapel. As we're continuing to find some seats, I'm going to invite you to turn in the worship book to hymn number one, What Is This Place? This is a hymn-sing chapel, and the suggestions have come from you. And we're following the theme, love one another. And so before each hymn, I'm going to read just a few sentences about why the song was chosen, and in some cases, who chose it. So the first song, let's stand for this one, number one, in the worship book. Chris Parks suggested this song. He says, "This is my vision for the church, to be a place called by a divine creator to sit in a world where all must wear a mask to be transparent with each other and to experience what it truly means to be human."
What is this place?
Next song is found in Sing the Story, number 49, I Will Come to You in the Silence. Carmen Schrockhurst suggested this song. She said, "It's a song that means a lot to me right now. To me, this song helps us to love one another because so much of what keeps us from loving is fear. Yet we worship a God who always shows up and says, 'Don't be afraid.' If we really understood and embraced that Emmanuel, God with us, is indeed with us, we could perhaps treat one another with less fear and more love."
I am the world that leads all to freedom. I am the
Can you cut a stranger the same kind of slack you cut yourself, or your best friend, or your child, or your mother? Can you forgive them as you would yourself, or your best friend, or your child, or your mother? Can you treat them with the same kindness, respect, and understanding as you would yourself, or your best friend, or your child, or your mother? This is what loving your neighbor as yourself means. Next song is found in the worship book number 580. This song was suggested anonymously. This is a song about clinging to a rock despite a raging storm. Life is about clinging to the love and faith of Christ in a world of relentless temptation.
My life goes on.
Next is number 307. This song was suggested by Nicole Groff. She says, "This song is a reminder of our duty as Christians to be like Christ when we interact with others and to take the focus of our lives off of ourselves."
Thank you.
number 45. This song was suggested by someone who's not here on campus. He is an online student in Oregon, David Gingrich, a friend of mine from when I was in college, and he says he chose this song because, one, I cannot dance. Two, we sang it at Goshen when the hymnal was coming out, and I haven't heard it since. And three, I love the building of the verses from God's love empowering us individually as we follow, to God's love uniting us corporately so that we may know God's love more fully. It is beautiful poetry. The song is a little tricky. I'm going to ask you to stand and listen once as Anne plays through it, and then I'll invite you to only sing the melody unless you're feeling especially adventurous.
Thank you.
few pages to number 49. That last one was suggested by Vanessa Darrow. She says, "With his love, we will love one another." This one was suggested by Chris Parks, and I'm going to invite him to come up and sing the solos on the verses. We'll do just verses 1 and 2. And he says, "Journeying through life as an LGBTQ person gets hard sometimes, and seeing the world around you reject who you are, this song reminds me that there is a God who is full of love, has already rained down love on us." You up. Number 73. This one was suggested by Gloria Mast. And she says, "I sang this song daily for my best friend who had a child in the hospital for months with a cancerous brain tumor. Her child, 7 years later, is in grade 4 and doing great. We learn to love each other well because God loves us."
Thank you.
God of all kindness, we thank you for the many ways your love enters our lives. You have filled our mouths with laughter and our tongues with singing. Accept our sacrifice of song in your church on earth, and grant us a part in the music of your church in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And invite Emily to come up for Friday announcements.